Surf's up for CITI Surfari Party, dude. Presented by West Beach, man.
On Thursday, July 31st, come to Lola's Nightclub, man. Located on 2291 West Broadway. Support your campus and community radio station. Celebrating the summer with cheap drink specials and DJs Maxwell, and Warm It Up Chris on the turntables. It's gonna be a gnarly night.
Now come on a safari with me.
Dude, tickets are only $5 at the door. There will be prizes from West Beach and CITI for best costume, so make sure you come in your Surfari year.
Hey, bud, let's party.
Yes, I'm gonna take you surfing with me.
You people feel like making some noise tonight?
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver, Cookie Monster's favorite radio station.
Good night, Chicago! Brutal!
Thank you.
Wolf Parade and their song California Dreamers, which you can find off their second album At Mount Zoomer, which came out this year through Sub Pop. They were in town earlier this month supporting that album's release, headlining at the Commodore. And before Wolf Parade, we heard Revenge of the Hammond Connection, the theme to one of the earlier editions of the Grand Theft Auto video game series. This one set in 1969 London, back before they actually had the 3D thing. I had the pleasure to give proper credit to who did that song, but that's lost, and the internet offers no help. Shalom, I'm Gak, and you're now listening to Radio Free Gak on CITR 101.9 FM and cable in Vancouver. www.citr.ca for those of you on the web. Just want to thank Stereoscopic Redoubt host Darren Gal for taking control of the show last week during CITR's inaugural Show Swap Week. If you missed me, I took over Friday night's Shake a Tail Feather and I spun some soul R&B. Overall, the first ever Show Swap Week went pretty well, or at least from the handfuls of shows I was able to hear, including Chris Riffick's take on Rhythms India yesterday. Phone number for the studio here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me at radiofreegak@gmail.com. Sometime before 9 p.m. tonight, I'll play a couple tracks from the Repo Man soundtrack, that classic film from 1984 that starred Emilio Estevez and Harry Dean Stanton. But let's play a quick set from a show I caught on Saturday. Whilst thousands of people were up getting dusty and dirty in Pemberton this weekend, I wound up getting covered in beer, water, and sweat at the Lay Savvy Fav show at the Commodore. Lead singer Tim Harrington did as much as possible in the crowds as he could, walking into there and just mingling along with his microphone cable. The rest of the Brooklyn Quintet locked into a serious groove, and they killed. The show started kind of early, which meant I only caught two songs by Jay Riotard, who thrashed well and hard in the two songs I caught. So, let's start from Lay Savvy Fav's The Equestrian from last year's Let's Stay Friends album before hearing from the openers. You're listening to CITR Vancouver. You made me shiver. You made me gasp when you grasped my ribbon. J-Retard with Fluorescent Gray, which you can find on a tour single that he released with Deerhoof from some time earlier this year, through Metador Records, too. J-Retard's singles from 2006 and 2007 were recently compiled onto a CD/DVD collection on In the Red Records, which is worth hunting down, though the man has an insanely extensive discography for the past 10 years of garage punk. Next up on Radio Free Gak, the Telepathic Butterflies. They're from Winnipeg, and they make a 60s-70s AM rock sound. Their latest album, Breakfast in Suburbia, is due out tomorrow, and from that album, here are the Telepathic Butterflies with The Gossip Trail on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
That they were biters, chalking up lines from all his resolutes, chip off the writer's block with knives that chop against the destitute. Evolution of the manner, trade routines with verses, go with platinum, can't go with Burberry. It hurts since a verse gets termed as the worst. So when immersed in your playlist, that shit plays first. Read Hurst all bars, matter harsh cars and battle. I bring false bars with chatter, yet all stars shatter and split. Battered by the saccharine gifts, stolen from affiliates, your rhyme pattern rips. You should have stitched it by hand and mouth. Now you shook, planted doubts, spitting west while standing south. All in all, success for you is not at all probable. When I take you to the lake to find out if your water's soluble, I'm sick of bitches typing like this, splitting inches off a ruler to be judged by. File pressing cues to my style metric.
So many fighters, I perform to the sharp gauge. So many fighters, I perform to the sharp gauge.
That means stop biting shit.
So many fighters, I perform to the sharp gauge. So many fighters, I perform to the sharp gauge.
That means start writing shit. No rest for the weary or the wicked, stand witness to no rest for the weapon. I must keep with tradition. Now listen, this isn't just another sick written from the dark star, harmed by the sharks that get bitten. This is hard talk, don't expect the rescue, and don't let me catch you alone in the car park. The shark skin is fashion, and that is me. Chart your anatomy right down to your car hearts. Used to write for a sight, but I didn't spark smarter. Right, who could think it? My first pink slip, but this isn't a house by writing bumper sticker. It's something you stick in and bump like a heroin needle. See, the shit in the trunk is apparently lethal. Now y'all live to disrupt like American leaders. I'm gonna pull quick from the category. I run bullshit like a matador. See,
so many fighters I perform to the sharp cage. So many fighters I perform to the sharp cage.
That means stop biting shit.
So many fighters I perform to the sharp cage.
Start writing shit.
I'm the rapier, but you fear that the spear that's brought a father that harbors hoax. Rich rappers might catch a dog of conquering hopes that the bitch that they get with doesn't switch. Approach to the sickness, leave you witlessly buying the ropes and rings and things of that nature. Shit, all you hear is rings. This bitch packs pages to get that paper. She'll find you tells to sell. Styles for dull as hell. Looks like a dictator type of chick that'll get your car stolen. Hard toil, she might get up in that ass like shot oil. Then again, I can see what you bought with a far goal. But you can't trust those with hearts like charcoal. And I didn't prepare the punk for when I put him in the boat. It was a LeBaron Trump. I connect for the very best sound and set. Now I'm rocking a tooth right around my neck.
So many fighters, I perform to the shark cage. And
show me the best of all those fucking weapons.
So many fighters, I perform to the shark cage. And
that means stop biting my shit.
So many fighters, I perform to the shark cage. And
show me the best of all those fucking weapons.
So many fighters, I perform to the shark cage. And
that means start writing shit, kid.
Caden's Weapon with the Russian Futurists remix of Sharks. Both acts are on the Upper Class label, though Edmonton's Cadence Weapon is represented stateside through Epitaph Records, whilst some of Russian Futurists' albums are through EMI. The original version of Sharks can be found on Cadence Weapon's 2006 album Breaking Kayfabe. Here are another couple of recent releases that are in stores now, starting off with Kansai Dursir Sexy, concatenated to CSS to keep things simple. The Brazilian Quintet released their second album, Donkey, through Sub Pop, and they'll be in Vancouver on September 17th at the Commodore. The songs aren't as richly hyper as the one on their debut, but there's a tasteful mid-90s alternative vibe going on now. And if you're ever in the airport in Helsinki looking for lost luggage, take the bus a half hour into town proper and have a drink at the sauna bar. CSS with Left Behind on CITR Vancouver.
Nightmares I've been having every night, every day. It's the
Quartet with Mumtaz Khan off their recent album LP3. The album feels a bit short as the tunes are abrupt, and word is that the Brooklyn group composed these songs to be used like drop songs for libraries and soundtrack work so you could hear it in TV shows and films, which I can totally dig. Still, I miss some of their seductive longer songs, and I need to dig up their remix of a Missy Elliott song a few years back, which was just sick. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
How long do you think it'll be before I can do the show?
You're starting tonight.
We'll do it live! If you talk to the average teenager of today and you ask them what it is about rock and roll music that they like, the first thing they'll say is the beat.
The Biltmore Cabaret at 395 Kingsway is Vancouver's newest live showroom devoted to independent music of all genres.
But a lot of these groups are nothing but pure carnality and fleshly and so forth. But
check out BiltmoreCabaret.com for upcoming show info and DJ nights.
You're pretty happy with the way you look and the attitude you've got, are you?
Hello, Micro. We're at 8,000 feet, perishing cold, and I'm bored stiff. What about putting on a hot gramophone record to cheer me up?
Hello? Hello! Is this Harlem 77711?
Hello, fellas. This is Duke Ellington.
Get it. Pause. Let's get sweet and hot.
In the opinion of hot music critics, Count Basie has one of the best dance orchestras in the country.
King of the clarinet, Artie Shaw, and his orchestra making dance history in the Blue Room of the Hotel Lincoln in New York City.
Every Thursday from 10 till noon, join me, your host, Charles Burnham, for Sweet and Hot, a celebration of the 78 RPM record, the three-minute masterpiece, and the golden age of North American songwriting. Hot jazz, swing, and popular music from the 1920s, 30s, and 40s. That's every Thursday from 10 till noon here on CITR 101.9 FM.
That's a swell record. I must get it. What's his number?
The name of the show is Radio Free Gak, and let's set the Wayback Machine to the early 80s. Bobby Orlando is a musician and producer who started off as a rocker in New York before falling into the disco scene and succeeding, ranging from work from John Waters' favorite Divine to the early singles by the Pet Shop Boys. From his 1982 album Secret Weapons, here's I'm So Hot For You.
I'm so hot for you and you're so hot for me.
Burn Rubber, or Why You Wanna Hurt Me, from their third album, The Gap Band I.I.I. from 1980. Most people know them from their epic hit, You Dropped a Bomb on Me, which is up to its name and more, especially if you can find the 12-inch version, which lasts about 15 minutes. The Gap Band are from Oklahoma, and they're still touring, though not as widely as their Halcyon days. Now to L.A. for this next set. Lucky Dragons are a Los Angeles collective that rock their laptops with pastoral, glitchy pop. They've done split releases with Yacht and David Horvitz. We're not playing an insane amount of live dates throughout California, and apparently they're heading to Australia and New Zealand shortly. The recent album is called Dream Island Laughing Language, and that's out now. And from that album, here is I Keep Waiting for Earthquakes on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
I keep on waiting, waiting for earthquakes. Sweatshirts, they are cold and tan, peach and gray.
I hear sung the song of birds, the notes of thrush and wren, and all things are sighing out from burrow, nest and den.
Man, Gavin Walker cracks me up. Anyways, that was Bodies of Water with Gold, Tan, Peach, and Gray, which appears on their forthcoming album, A Certain Feeling, out shortly through Secretly Canadian. According to MySpace, they'll be at the Media Club on September 2nd. So if you're not going to battles at Richards on Richards, why not check out these SoCal popsters instead? My name is Gak, and this is Radio Free Gak. Here's another kick-ass band from my old borough of Brooklyn. Hello Tokyo released their first album, Sell the Stars, earlier this year after a series of EPs. One of those EPs was 2005's Radio, and from that, this is Kiss Me Goodbye.
You
Bama and the Family with, what was that, King Masaru. Somehow that song didn't make it onto the record label Truth and Souls Volume 2 of the label's Fallen Off the Real series, which does have Triax, though, by the Bronx River Parkway, Lee Fields, and Raekwon. So I guess it's back to the crates to dig that up somewhere. Meanwhile, if you aren't completely wiped from all the recent concerts, you can catch your breath for a few days before hitting the next waves of acts playing in Vancouver. On Friday, the Fonts with Clips and Whit Sundays are at the Sweatshop, and on Saturday, Japan Droids will be at Astoria. On August 5th, Feist will be at Deer Lake Park. On the 6th, Black Francis at the Media Club. On August 8th, the day when the Olympics start, wherever those happen to be, I think Beijing, maybe, James Murphy and Pat Mahoney of LCD Sound System will be spinning at Celebrities. On August 9th, Chromatics with Tyler Fedchuk and Expendable Youth are at the Sweatshop. On August 10th, Shout Out, 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 Out are at Richards. On August 13th, Twin Crystals with Casey and Brian and the Japan Droids at Pub 340. On the 16th of August, the Pack AD are at Richards. August 19th, Radiohead and Liars are at Sold Out there at Thunderbird Stadium here on UBC. August 23rd, Twin Crystals, Shearing Pinks, and Ejective are at the Cobalt. On the 27th, Jizza presents Genius at Richards on Richards. That's next night. On the 28th, the Walkman will be there with Man Man. August 30th, Sondra Lich will be at St. James Hall. On August 31st, Chick 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 and Handsome Furs will be at Richards. On September 3rd, John Vanderslice will be at the Media Club. September 6th, Mogwai will be the Commodore. And on September 7th, TV on the Radio will be there as well, too.
You want to gain the freshman 15? Well, you probably will, so why not gain it ethically? Sprouts, the student-run, not-for-profit grocery store, is now open in the lower level of the UBC Student Union Building across from Travel Cuts in the Wellness Center. Sprouts is committed to providing the UBC community with healthy, locally produced, organic, and fair trade products at great prices. Sprouts will be open from 9:30 to 6 p.m., Monday through Friday. So you want to tag a ride on the sustainable gravy train? Sprouts is now looking for volunteers to help out with tabling, outreach, and at the storefront. So just drop by and pick up your application.
This is Colin from GBH, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, and that's Canada, boys.
Met a girl, fell in love, glad as I can be. Met a girl, fell in love, bad as I can be. But I think all the time, is she true to me? 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. I found out I was wrong, she was just too timid. I found out I was wrong, she just kept on lying. Now she tries to tell the truth, and I just can't believe. 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. Tell me, who can I turn to, just who can I believe? Try to put her out of my mind, she'll only cause me grief. I love that girl, whatever she's done, you know it hurts me deeply. 'Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. I know she's been with other fellas, why she keep on lying? Hurts me so when she says nothing, I really feel like dying. I hate
ache inside every time I think I know it's just my pride. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl. Cause there's nothing in this world to stop me worrying about that girl.
I believe it in my mind. I've been told I
Sonic Youth with their take on Bob Dylan's I'm Not There, recorded for the movie of the same name last year. Still have to catch that flick, though it's been out on DVD for a few months already. Before Sonic Youth, The Kinks, with Nothing in This World Can Make Me Stop Worrying About That Girl, which first appeared on the Kinda Kinks album, but most of you probably know that from Wes Anderson's breakout film Rushmore. Anderson's currently working on a stop-motion adaptation of Roald Dahl's book, The Fantastic Mr. Fox. Time for this week's soundtrack feature on Radio Free GAC as we dive deep into the cinematic sea. So we've been mostly rocking out this show. It's time to hear one of the albums that's been waiting in the mobile sound library for the past decade or so, the soundtrack to Repo Man. The 1984 film was directed by Alex Cox, better known for Sid and Nancy, and was produced by Mike Nesmith of the Monkees. The film starred Emilio Estevez as a punk who ends up repossessing cars for a living as the movie dips into a surreal story involving the contents of a truck. The trunk of a Chevy Malibu. The LA punk scene provides the bulk of the soundtrack, along with some acting by various members of the Circle Jerks. Let's start off with the theatrical trailer, and then we'll dive into Iggy Pop's theme to Repo Man on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
What you got in the trunk?
You don't want to look in there.
Suppose you're thinking about a plate of shrimp. Suddenly somebody will say, like, plate or shrimp or plate of shrimp, out of the blue, no explanation. No point in looking for one either. It's all part of a cosmic unconsciousness.
You eat a lot of acid, Miller, back in the hippie days?
Sell that car. Send me your money. You don't need that car.
Put it on the plate, son. You'll enjoy it more.
Couldn't enjoy it anymore, Mom. Mm-mm-mm. This is swell.
What's this?
Charming friends you got there, Otto.
Thanks. I made it myself.
I had a lobotomy in the end.
Lobotomy? Isn't that for loonies?
Not at all. A friend of mine had one.
I do my best thinking on the bus. That's how come I don't drive, see?
You don't even know how to drive.
I don't want to know how. I don't want to learn, see? The more you drive, the less intelligent you are.
Thank you.
desert sands, when the desert whispered to me, he said, isn't this a shame? Things will never be the same.
Shove from the right. It's all planned out. We'll do it tonight. Push the president in his wife. We're hoping for a ransom or take their lives. Attack their embassy. They are our enemies. The president is smoking cigars. Anyone he does not like. He shoots or puts behind bars. Coup d'état! Coup d'état! Go!
Es un hombre que vive peligroso. Todo lo que hace es sabroso. Cada vieja que lo ve le escurre como miel. Quizás no verás la mañana.
In the background here, we hear The Plugs, a Chicano punk band from L.A. with their take of a secret agent man called Hombre Secreto. And before that, we had The Circle Jerks with Coup d'Etat, all taken from the soundtrack to Repo Man. Other acts on the soundtrack included Black Flag, Suicidal Tendencies, and The Burning Sensations. The Talking Heads were originally set to be part of the film with their song Burning Down the House, but due to clearance prices at the time, they were left off. However, this year, or next, indie label American Laundromat is planning a tribute album to Repo Man, and at the suggestion of director Alex Cox, Burning Down the House will appear. That's about it for Radio Free Gak this week. Coming up at 9 p.m., Gavin Walker presents The Jazz Show. Then at midnight, it's Trevor Fielding with Vengeance Is Mine. So leave the radio on 101.9 FM in Vancouver until the early hours of Tuesday. As always, if you missed any of this week's show, or you'd like to catch previous episodes of this or any other of CITR's independently produced programming, just say podcast. Visit www.citr.ca and click on the schedule. And I'll be there along with a host of other programs. Playlists and links will be available at my website at www.gak.ca. Next week's show will include a spotlight on a soundtrack I've been hunting for and finally found in a new pressing, the blaxploitation film Gordon's War, with one of the funkiest tracks I've ever heard. I've been relying on a little bit MP3 for ages, but now I have it on wax, and it sounds prime. So we'll close the show with another bit of funk, though this one through a psychedelic filter. Here's Lee Moses from his 1970 album Time and Place. This is a cover of the classic Hey Joe, Peace.
This is a song about a soul brother named Joe. Joe was a good friend of mine, but you know, like sometimes people tend to everybody's business but their own. Somebody had told Joe about seeing this old lady downtown. Joe had went downtown and saw his old lady doing him wrong. He had went home. He was on his way back. And I did everything that I could to stop him from going down there today. I called him, I said, "Hey Joe, where you going with that fist in your hand?" This is what he said. Going downtown. Shoot my old lady, cause I caught her with another man. Going downtown. Shoot my old lady, cause I caught her with another man.
You are listening to CITR FM and Cable 101.9. The time is 9 p.m. Check us out also on the web, www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show with Gavin Walker, coming right up.